We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Wednesday evening. There are always issues relating to cybersecurity. And I'm so happy to hear that I am not in the worst category when it comes to cybersecurity, right? Most of us think, oh, it's people above a certain age. Well, it looks like it's actually people below a certain age. Kind of shocking. And our friend Craig Peterson is all over that and a number of other issues that, frankly, are of vital importance. I'm always so happy when Craig makes time for us. Craig, good afternoon, sir.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Uh-oh.
It's a much better greeting, isn't it, than good evening or good afternoon? Good morning. It's happy.
It is happy. Not nearly as happy as hi-ho, but I don't know if we're... All right. All right, Mr. Peterson. I am so happy. You know, ordinarily, I read your stuff and think, uh-oh, did that wrong. Uh-oh, I'm totally messed up on that. But it's not me. It's Gen Z that's all wrong on cybersecurity, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here's a big problem with Gen Z, and that is, of course, this is the younger generation that's now in the workforce, and they have been raised with technology, right? They were born with the smartphone in their hand, and they've never really known anything else, and they've really come to trust it, which just shocks me. So there's a couple of studies I thought I'd mention. I put them in the newsletter this week. But one of them's out of Australia. It's a recent study, and it's showing, oh my gosh, that Generation Z does not consider cybersecurity or privacy. And there's another study out that shows that Gen Z will give up personal private information for as little as a donut. So they'll give you their name, their email address, if you just give them a donut. So this study out of Australia is warning, hey, guys, you know, you're going to your nieces and nephews and the younger people in the business to get help when it comes to your computers, your smartphones. That's one thing. But when it comes to cybersecurity, there are more mistakes being made by Gen Z, as you pointed out, than there are our older clan out there.
Now, Craig, sitting here as a former police officer, I do have to ask you this. What kind of donut do I get for giving up that information?
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't say. It might have been Krispy Kreme, and you know, I might have done it too.
I have seen this, Craig, with my sons. My sons are 21 and 18, so... As you say, they've grown up with cell phones their entire life. The interwebs have always existed. They've never known anything else. They roll their eyes so loudly I can hear it when I ask them a question, right? But they, at the drop of a hat, will purchase something on their phone. They will not think twice about it. They will click on links without thinking about it. Now maybe I'm the fuddy-duddy Luddite, but... They, like you said, man, they're all in and they don't ask any questions.
Oh, yeah, they really don't. And I'm not quite sure what it is. And I've spoken to a couple of psychiatrists and psychologists that are, you know, about this. What is causing this? Because we've seen this trend actually over the last 20 years. So it isn't just Gen Z, it's the younger generations. But they are so used to it. It's like walking and chewing gum. Most people can actually do that at the same time.
Yeah.
But when they're online, they can get around, they can do all of this stuff, and maybe that's the issue. They don't even have to think about it, so they don't.
Yeah, that's a great point. Craig Peterson is joining us, and every week has got this great newsletter, all sorts of insight, all sorts of tips. One of the things you addressed this week, Craig, which really caught my attention, was about browser history. Now, I confess I'm one of those guys that has... I can't even count. I must have 70 different tabs open because they're all things I'm interested in. They're all things I want to get back to. I haven't quite figured out, should I put a star there? How do I recall my memory? It's too big a problem. So I never think about clearing out my internet cache. Am I just a goof, or should I be doing something different?
Well, yeah, I actually spent quite a bit of time kind of going through that this week in the newsletters you pointed out. But here's your problem. When you go to a website, the website will use something called cookies. Now, everybody's heard about cookies before, but cookies are not by themselves evil. Cookies are used for the website itself to track your movement. So if you're looking at your shoes, you want those wonderful shoes for the winter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It needs to know, okay, well, here's where you are, here's where you work. It's sort of like a breadcrumb to follow you through, know what you're looking at, know what you have in your cart and things. So that's one application of cookies, which is needed. And then you start getting into other applications of cookies where one website might check to see, hey, wait a minute, did that shoe store set a cookie here now? Because, you know, I'm big and powerful. Let's say I'm Amazon, right? And I also sell shoes. I'd like to know that. And what were they looking at over there? So there's cross-site cookies and all kinds of things. So cleaning them up so that other websites that you go to don't have that history of where you've been online is a very good thing. Facebook is probably the worst offender when it comes to this. And, of course, Gen Z doesn't like Facebook, so I don't know, maybe they got something on us. But the Firefox browser has special protections to protect you against Facebook and some of their cookie diving. So there's a lot to consider here. And if you did not get my newsletter this week, you can just send me an email, me@craigpeterson.com, and ask for this about clearing your browser's footprint, because there is a lot of information that you're leaking that not just vendors, you know, I want to see about an F-150 if I'm looking to buy one. Otherwise, I don't care, right?
Right.
So there are things you can do, things you should do to keep yourself safer as well as private online, all outlined there today.
Question for you, Craig, about that. It seems to me that I am now getting warnings when I go to websites about their cookie use. Was there some sort of change in the law or a policy that it seems as if they're all now saying you have to accept these cookies?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, they don't even smell good, you know. But yeah,
it's true.
Here's what's happened. The Europeans in 2018 passed a law known as GDPR, and that law in Europe had a lot of consequences for businesses here in the U.S. We've seen this year new laws, including some stuff in Virginia and regulations. California has some of the strongest. Utah has some. There are various states that have them. Right now, more than half of the states either have these laws or are working on them right now that mm-hmm. say you cannot collect private information about me without my consent. Now, if you're a business, you've got to pay some attention to this. But the good news is even California, that has one of the strictest laws, said that if you are a business that has less than $25 million in sales or at least half of your profit does not come from tracking people and selling their information. You don't have to worry about it. But what you're seeing now is businesses that probably don't have to comply, but are trying to be safe now and offering you the ability. Do you want to go ahead and keep all of your information private and just use the cookies I need for you to navigate? Or are you going to let me market to you and sell your information? So I think that's a good thing, a little bit more awareness by people out there. And you'll see more of this because these laws are rolling out over the next, well, certainly this year and next year.
Interesting, interesting. Craig, I don't have a lot of time, but I am fascinated with cars of all sorts. And while I love the technology that is part of the EV movement, the electric vehicle movement, there's some really cool things, there are also some real dangers from a tech point of view, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, and we've talked before about the automatic driving and various things and full self-driving, which isn't full self-driving. And I'm like you, Jeff. I love the tech, right? I just absolutely love it. However, they're not the cleanest. Don't think that you're green because you're driving an electric car. But when it comes to the safety and security, that's where it's starting to fall down. President Obama announced that there are going to be all of these new electric charging stations set up all over the country. Right now, according to the latest study I saw, a full one-third of all electric car charging stations are broken. They don't work. Now, on top of that, the 66% odd that are working aren't necessarily going to be able to charge your car. You might need an adapter. You might not even be able to use an adapter for it, depending on what it is. So you're really kind of out of luck. And then to top it off, Jeff, these charging stations are computers that are hooked up to the internet. And what we found now is bad guys have been getting onto these charging stations and are doing things like stealing your credit card that you're using to pay for that charge up. They're also using them to make a launching point for attacks on other computers. It is such a mess. They just have not considered all of the security implications. And then from last week's newsletter, you know, serious problems now with cars and the APIs, the application programming interfaces on these electric cars and even gas ones. Now, 16 major manufacturers with huge security problems. You know, they make cars, they don't make internet-connected devices, they don't consider the cybersecurity. That's certainly an issue. But they got to pull up their socks, Jeff.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Craig, I always love having you here, man. I love reading the newsletter. For folks who, for whatever reason, haven't signed up yet, what's the best way for them to get your newsletter?
Well, if you go to my website, craigpeterson.com/subscribe, that's Craig Peterson, S-O-N, peterson.com/subscribe. I send it out every week. It's free. I'm not sitting there marketing to you. I really want to help. And if you have a question, you can just email me directly, me@craigpeterson.com.
I love it. Thank you, Craig. We will talk again soon, I hope. That is Craig Peterson. Always great stuff. I'm telling you, it's straightforward. You don't have to be the world's biggest techie to understand what Craig is writing about. It's insightful. He's just a smart dude. It's simple as that. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.